With the conflict over in WNL now hitting the media, and claims being made on both sides, Hutton have sent a reporter to find out exactly who this Sinbad the Bad is, and whether he deserves his nickname.
We found one of his primary school teachers, Mrs. Figgis, now retired, and asked her to give us her first impressions of the young Sinbad. So how was Sinbad as a young lad? Studious? Well-behaved?
Oh, he was such a naughty boy. Always calling out in class and oh my yes, he was a terror around the girls. Always used to pull their pigtails and make them cry.
Did he grow out of this as he got older?
Oh, if anything, he got worse. Took great delight during Mr. Spleen's science class in dissecting frogs. Mind you, he was very good at it. But we wish he hadn't done it during chemistry.
Did he ever get detention?
No, that was the thing. Butter wouldn't melt. Denied everything and there was never any evidence that it was him. Got away with it, scot-free. We all knew it was him that fed Onion Head to the class hamster, but could never prove it. Poor little Hammy. He was never the same.
His old flatmate from university had a few insights.
We were never sure what it was he was studying. We assumed it was one of those media degrees, the kind where you spend all morning in bed, walked into campus after lunch, then come home an hour later.
How was he to live with?
Oh, hell on earth. Kept using everyone else's stuff. Used our kitchen scissors to trim his toenails. Finished the bog roll, never replaced it. Left his dirty underwear all over the shower floor. He had women round at all hours of the day and night. Never the same one twice, mind.
On the subject of relationships, we tracked down an old girlfriend.
Things were going so well. His rakish moustache and sharp features were just what any girl wanted on her arm at a party. But I had my suspicions.
About what?
Well, all those gifts. I mean, I never asked where he got all the jewellery and the perfumes. I just thought he was earning well. How was I supposed to know that he just found them lying around in a locked room in the Imperial Palace?
Go on.
And then I found him with my sister.
That must have hit you hard.
That bit wasn't so bad, but my mum confessed to it too.
A picture of his early life is quite clear from these interviews, but what about his working life? We tracked down his first boss.
I remember being very impressed during his interview. Well-dressed and a startlingly good CV. It was only later that we realised that Media Publications Administrator referred to his paper round when he was a boy. And what's more, we spoke to the shop and there was a strong suspicion that he dumped them in the wheelie bin at the first house. We put him into sales after that. What better job for someone with that much front than to work as an estate agent?
Did he last long?
Oh no. He was headhunted by the revenue as a tax collector. They said his particular set of skills was perfectly suited to this. Either that or a traffic warden.
It appears that in this role, he excelled at spreading misery and dismay and rapidly rose through the ranks. Rumours of extortion and blackmail never amounted to anything, but on leaving, he amassed enough of a fortune to found his own faction. His first job interview question appears to have been, "So, got any form then?" As we are leaving, an old work colleague had a few extra words to say.
He turned me into a newt!
Really?
I got better!
And there we have it. Bad to the bone, total bounder, Sinbad the Bad.
You heard it here first. On Hutton Orbital Radio.